Welcome to the Guitar Monster Podcast. I'm John Morris Doyle. I'll be your host and your guitar instructor for the next 15 minutes or so. Be sure and visit us at greenmonstermusic.com to get your free downloadable guitar lesson. And while you're there, you can check out samples of the Monster Guitar Method, fully interactive guitar instructional DVD series that we carry. You can also email me with some specific topics that you'd like to hear in future podcasts. These podcasts are all for you guys to get you some real cool ideas and answer any questions that you might have. And if you're going to send me an email, please be sure and include your name, age, and the city that you're in. And we appreciate that. Today's podcast is basically titled The Blues Trick. Now, when I say The Blues Trick, what I'm basically going to be showing you is how to successfully solo over the one chord and the four chord in particular. And we'll talk a little bit about the five chord, but in particular, the one and the four in a standard blues progression. Now, first of all, let me grab my trusty guitar here so we can do some playing. Here's an A for tuning. I am in standard tuning as usual. And as usual, here's a G chord to double check and make sure we're all sounding good. Now, I'm going to be using a jam track that is in the key of G, so we'll be talking about minor pentatonic scales and some major minor connection in the key of G for today. But I want you to be adventurous and move them around into as many keys as you possibly can. Okay, let's begin. First of all, let's warm up by going through the 1, the 4, and the 5 in a standard blues progression. Now, in this particular situation, I'm going to be referring to the blues progression using 7th chords, dominant 7th chords, that is. Most of the time, not all of the time, most of the time, when we have a little chord background, little rhythm part, they would be using dominant seventh chords, or in this case, I'm actually playing C9 for the four chord instead of just a C7 chord. So here's the voicings that I'm going to use for the two chords. And by the way, this jam along is from the Monster Guitar Method. It's in volume 2 for those of you that do have it. And it is the very first jam along track. And it's in the key of G. You have all the music there, but I'm going to review the chords for those of you that don't have it. The very first chord is a G7 bar chord on the low E string. So the root note starts on the 3rd fret E string. A string would be 5th fret, D string. I'm barring with my first finger so I can get the 3rd fret. 4th fret is on the G string, and the B and E strings are also played with the bar of my first finger. So there's my G7 chord, which is the one chord in G. Now the four chord in G for our situation here when we're soloing in blues is going to be a C7 chord. Now, like I mentioned before, I'm going to use a C9 chord, which is okay. It's just a little extension of the C7. So here's my voicing for the C9 chord. It starts with a root note on the A string. So I've got A string 3rd fret with my 2nd finger. D string I've got with my 1st finger 2nd fret. And then I'm barring with my 3rd finger the G, B, and E strings all on the 3rd fret. So there's my C9 chord. And for the jam-along track, when we get to the 5 chord, I'm going to take that same voicing up a whole step and play E9, and that will be the 5 chord. So G7 is the 1, C9 is the 4, E9 is the 5. Okay, now, most of the time when we're soloing in blues, what scale do we use? Well, we usually use minor pentatonic or the blues scale. So here's a G minor pentatonic scale, scale form number 1 for those of you that know the scale form numbers. And Okay, now, here's the situation that we're faced with. Like I said, we're going to use minor pentatonic to solo with. Now, here's the challenge. This G7 chord is based on a major chord. It's a major triad with an additional flat 7 added to it. So the note I want you to pay attention to is this guy here that's on the G string. That's the major third that makes the chord major. Now notice in minor pentatonic in the scale, we go right past that note. That note is not in the minor pentatonic scale. So how do we deal with that? How can we play minor pentatonic when that chord is major? Well, the way that we do that is by doing a little bit of a, you can do a bend, you can do a slide, but we're gonna go from that minor third, which happens to be B flat in this particular key, and this B flat I have on the G string third fret. And for now, for the most part, I'm gonna do a hammer on with my second finger onto the major third note that makes up that chord. Okay, so once again, I'm gonna hammer on from the note that's in the scale, which is B flat, that's our minor third, that's in minor pentatonic. And I'm gonna hammer on into the major third that is in the G7 chord. Now, let's make it simple. If you were with me in one of my previous podcasts, we used this small little box pattern from pentatonic. So what I'm going to do is stick with the middle two strings in G minor pentatonic. So it's the D string and G string. And in this case, I have third fret D string, fifth fret D string, third fret, fifth fret on the G string as well. Now, when we're playing over the rhythm section and we hear the one chord, well, that's our cue to play the major third, or at least land on the major third, as opposed to, see, that note doesn't quite fit with that chord now, does it? So we're just going to do a little hammer on, or you can do a slide if you want to, or even a bend from the minor up to the major third, okay? Now, our progression is going to be from the one chord in the first measure, second measure is going to be the four chord, and then the third measure and the fourth measure is going to be the one chord again. So we just talked about how to handle the one chord. When we go to the four chord, we have that C7 or C9 in this case. Now, if you look at that chord, the C7 or a C9, both chords have, in fact, a B flat, not the B natural that was in the G7 chord. They both have the B flat. And you can hear when I really emphasize that change there. There's the G7 with the major third. And there's the C9 with the minor third, right? So when we get to the four chord, in this case, that would be the C9. Then we just go back to plain old minor pentatonic. And we leave out the hammer-on that we introduced today. Starting to make sense? Okay. Let's throw in the jam track, and I'm going to keep the licks really simple because you can keep them really simple and just play the right notes, and you'll be the hero. So here's what I'm talking about. Let's check it out. Okay, here's the one chord to the four, back to the one, four chord, one, here comes the five. 4. And the 1. There's the 5 again. Following it? Now I'm in scale form number 2. I'm going to keep the same ideas. Here's the 4. There's the 1 again. Okay, and that's where the transition goes into the key of A. So essentially just take the same ideas and move into the key of A. So I hope you enjoyed today's lesson, the blues trick. And essentially it is going from the minor third to the major third when we are soloing over the 1 chord and the 4 chord in a blues progression. And it's the 1 chord and the 4 chord essentially also, remember, it's when we're soloing over the dominant 7th chords. Now, that's it for today's lesson. Stay tuned for further podcasts and visit us at greenmonstermusic.com to get your free downloadable guitar lesson. Email me with any requests for podcast topics. Be sure to include your name, age, and city in those emails if you would please. So, until the next podcast, practice, 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 make it fun, and thanks for listening. See ya.